IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Happy Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with chess. Did you know that the phrase checkmate comes from a Persian word? Checkmate is an exclamation used by the victor in a chess match. On his last move, just before he's killed the king, he exclaims, checkmate. The original Persian word was actually Shah Mat. Shah means king and Mat is dead. So it literally means the king is dead. Which makes a lot of sense. Checkmate does not make any sense. Unless, of course, you say it with an Australian accent every time and say, checkmate. While I used to play chess, I was terrible at it. I must have used the expression checkmate maybe once or twice. And as a result, I stopped playing chess back in school. There was one key skill that I lacked. And today's podcast is about that skill. Most grandmasters in chess visualize the next 10 moves and plan for the next 5. Across the board, when the best players in the world are asked this question, they all give a similar answer. 5 moves ahead is what they're planning. I could not plan 5 moves ahead. My brain would hurt. Instead, I would see my opponent had played and then I would just move in reaction to that. And as a result, I was always playing a reactive game. I was playing someone else's game. Most of us go through life like this, playing a reactive game, reacting to what others are doing. We compare ourselves to them, copy them, and hence, we keep failing. We just don't plan our life, and hence, we are swept away by the lives of others. We follow the crowd. Maximum, most of us end up planning our vacations, but not our work path, our relationship path, our health path. And hence, these things only get thought of when we have our yearly work review, or our relationship starts falling apart, or our health gives us a scare. Let's learn something from these grandmasters in chess. They clearly know something that we don't. They are visualizing the next 10 moves. This is their goal, their destination, where they ultimately want to reach. However, those 10 moves have too many variables. What if the opponent does not play a move according to the plan? What if something strange happens in the fourth move? And this is why they only plan the next 5 moves at a time. Imagine if we could visualize the goals for the year. Each aspect of our life could have its own goal. What would these goals look like? Work goals, relationship goals, health goals, financial goals, etc. You can choose. Next, I want you to write down your next 5 moves for each of these goals. The next 5 moves for your work goals might be learn a new skill, make a presentation to my team showcasing the new skills, ask the boss for a tougher project to use these new skills, help the boss in their work, and ask the boss for a raise. Like that, each aspect of your life has steps that can be taken to achieve a goal. You need to spend time thinking about these steps and then take them. If you cannot plan the next 5 moves, you will be like me in school, never winning in chess or, in this case, the game of life. So your super simple habit starts by sitting down with a piece of paper and planning your next 5 moves for each aspect of your life. Be very clear how you define these moves. Don't be vague. Put a measurable quantity for the steps so that you can be clear about them as much as possible. Then take action. If a grandmaster planned the moves in his head and never played them, it would be such a waste. Most of us do that. We plan them in our head and never take action. It will be difficult at first. You might feel like your brains are about to explode and it's a pain thinking. But that is good. It'll get easier over time. Stop playing a reactive game to someone else's life and start winning in yours. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do 2 things. Share it with 3 people. 1, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at Ashton Doc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.